Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah.
You are tuned into the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. And we got an awesome program for you tonight, so I want you to just kick back. And we're going to let the Holy Ghost do what he does. We're going to go into our scripture reading. Amen. Coming from Psalm 98, it reads, O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he had done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm had gotten him the victory. The Lord had made known his salvation, his righteousness had he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He had remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel, and all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of psalm, with trumpets and sound of trumpet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. I just finished reading Psalm 98. Let the hearers and the doers of God's holy word take the word and hold dear to it on tonight. Now we got coming forth for our praise and worship. We got Cityside Records' very own artist, Stacy Weaver. He's going to do a little bit of the song you just heard called I Repent. It's an awesome song, amen. I pray that you'll be blessed and let the psalmist begin to minister to you. Man of God, Stacy Weaver, come forth and let the Lord use you in Jesus' name.
All right. Temptations are upon me.
Yes,
though
God.
I've been set free, at times I am struggling between a want and a need. So I'll put on a breastplate and grab a shield of faith, wear a helmet of salvation, and shod my feet with the preparation, and grab a sword that is the word, and gird my waist with truth to be prepared and be filled by you. I repent, I turn away. No longer does sin have its hold on me through your precious amazing grace. And yes, it's a choice that I make each day.
Nice.
To hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. Flesh is a weak thing that has little restraint. I'm liable to draw faint, but in the Lord my strength is regained. And at the cross, all sins are lost, and I claim the victory as I shout and praise my God. I repent, I turn away. No longer does sin have its hold on me through your precious amazing grace. And yes, it's a choice that I make each day.
Yes.
To hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. I do not battle this fight alone. I'm with the Lord, I am his own. I do not battle this fight alone. I draw up strength when I bow down at his throne. I repent, I turn away. No longer does sin have its hold on me through your precious amazing grace. And yes, it's a choice that I make each day. To hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. I repent of my sin and turn away.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, God, on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, you're tuned into the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Amen. That was Stacy Weaver of Cityside Records. Amen. They're labeled down there in Florida. If you know a word of prayer, you keep that man in prayer. Amen. You go online, you find his single, I Repent. It's available, I believe, it's on iTunes. He's definitely on a very social media site. Just Google him or however you may. But the name of the song is called I Repent. Definitely anointed song. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, our speaker, without further ado, I've known this brother for probably over 20 years, amen. I watched him from afar, amen. I was dabbling with him, amen. We both dabble, amen. But I'm so glad that the Lord Jesus Christ saved us both, amen. To be holy vessels, holy men of God in this hour, amen. He's a fivefold minister coming out of Indian Creek under the leadership of Apostle Kenneth Broughton, amen. Amen, where God has called a remnant in this hour to impart kingdom principles into men and women of God. So we thank God for that ministry who are birthing out saints in this hour. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Without further ado, our speaker who also operates prophetically and correctly, in the name of Jesus Christ, Elder Curtis Magwood, come forth, man of God.
Oh, praise his name, hallelujah. How you doing, man of God?
Thank you, God.
Amen, amen. God is so awesome. Glory to God. You know, protocol has truly been given, but I truly give honor to the Most High God, Jehovah God, glory to God, for the opportunity to be here. Glory to God for my apostle, glory to God, Apostle Kenneth Broughton, glory to God, and his absence, glory to God. My family, glory to God, my evangelist wife, glory to God. I'm also truly thanking, glory to God, the Mantle of God Empowerment Program, you know, for making such a move in such a large demand, glory to God, for a move of God in this hour, glory to God, the EMG Productions as well, glory to God, and a good friend of mine, Prophet Brown, glory to God, God bless you, brother.
Amen, glory amen, God bless
truly
you.
I encourage you all, glory to God, in your ministry, and with such a great avenue, glory to God, to share the word, glory to God, with dying women and men right now, to let them know that they do have a chance, like the artist just said, to repent, glory to God. To give God all the glory, amen? Amen.
Amen.
I believe God have a word for the people on the day, glory to God. I was sitting here, glory to God, and I oftentimes I sit and I reflect on where I came from, glory to God, and not so much for reflecting to the point where you stay there, but as a reminder, glory to God, to just encourage yourself. Glory to God. I heard old minister say one time, sometimes you have to go back to where you first believed, glory to God. Because sometimes along the way, glory to God, your fire seems to get a little low. Sometimes someone dashes a little water on you and discourages you a little bit. So I oftentimes like to go back there and remember, glory to God, just to encourage myself, glory to God, that God is still the same God that saved me, my God, and to see the same God that's going to keep me, amen? Glory to God. He's such an awesome God. This is a short testimony about myself before we get into the word, glory to God. You know what I mean? Y'all have to excuse me, glory to God. You know, that under that Pentecostal holiness, sometimes you get a little carried away, amen. But I believe God have a taught word tonight, amen. And he wants to, if you can, you can grab your paper and your pencil, glory to God. You know, to get some, you know, as one of my spiritual fathers like to say, some nuggets that we'd like to give to you, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Something that you can go and carry with you. Glory to God. I believe in the song where he was talking about the sword, glory to God, and the helmet, glory to God. Amen. And the words of acts as accordingly, amen.
Yes.
Amen. God is such a good God. I remember, glory to God, my wife and I, we have a cell phone business here in Walterboro, South Carolina. And we're moving into, God bless us, where we can move into a bigger store. And when we're in the smaller store, you know, I remember myself, I used to keep my little liquor bottle here behind the shelf. Glory to God, as you know, in between cousins, I'll pull it out there, take a sip just to keep my nerves, you know, settled down. Glory to God. And after work, I go out there in the parking lot or next door back in park, back in the hole there, and just take a drink with the fellas, you know what I mean? And And as I was drinking, I sat there. I'm like, glory to God, I'm a businessman here. Glory to God, but I'm still back here socializing and drinking and smoking, you know what I mean, with my friends, glory to God. So I saw it anyway, you know what I mean? And as I sat there, I keep feeling the nudge as if something ain't right here, you know, glory to God. And that's something what God want to share with you. You get that feeling sometimes that you're missing something. You know, you search all over, and you go out there, and you buy new cars, and you buy houses, and you buy things, all material things. You even change mates, glory to God, trying to find out what's missing. Glory to God. And I was on that search, and I remember one faithful day, I went to my friend's house, and I always wanted to give me a half a gallon of Crown Royal in a rocking chair, glory to God. So that day, I had enough money to do just that. And one of those days, I'm just all dressed out. It's Friday, you know. I got a full tank of gas, so I was ready to pay the town. So I went over to my friend's house, glory to God, and I sat there, and we drank. We get ready to play some poker, glory to God. And I sat there, and I mixed my drink, and I drank a few before I got there. And I drank that drink, and I'm like, my God, there's something wrong with this drink here, glory to God. And I drink it, and it tastes like rum and alcohol, glory to God. And glory to God, so I pour, you know, trying to enhance this drink. I used to be a bartender, so it's nothing for me to mix a drink, glory to God. So I pour the drink again and try to mix it even better than I did the first time. And something still wasn't right. I said, oh, my God. I said, what's going on? How about that? A sinner man sitting there calling on the Lord, glory to God, about a drink not being mixed right. So I told the fellas, you know, by this time, I'm getting kind of irritated because I feel that something wrong with me. Physically, glory to God. So I told him, brother, I'll be right back. So, you know, I went out to the car, and I drank as much of the drink as I can, you know, stand, because I didn't want to throw it away. Amen, glory to God. Being a part of that world, we try to hang on to those things that's not even good for us, amen. So I said then, I poured over me a fresh can of Pepsi, and I poured it in there. I said, well, maybe this will be right. And I started to drink that drink, and I was like, glory to God, what's going on? And by this time, I'm already... You know me, I'm kind of freaked out here. And I'm like, okay, hold on a minute now. There's something not right. So needless to say, I told the fellas, I said, I'll be right back. So I got in my vehicle, and I went down the road, and I was drinking out of the glass. I was fearless, not thinking about the authorities or anything like that. So I took that glass, and I tried to drink it one more time before I got out of that dirt road onto the paved road. And it still tastes like rubbing alcohol. And I was like, oh, my God. So I took that glass, and I tossed it out the window. I left from there, and I commuted probably about 2 miles and a half back to my store. And in that and needless to say, I was drinking quite a bit already before I got there, you know, so I started feeling kind of tipsy. So when I got back to the store, I got there, my wife was a little upset with me. I was going a little too long, glory to God. But when I got back there, she said, I'm going to run some errands. So to make a long story short, I sat in the store there with my hands on the shelf, and I was sitting there, and I began to talk to God like I was, what's going on with me? I'm seeking that. At this time, I'm confused. I'm debating whether I'm going to the emergency room or something's not right. So I said, so God, what's going on? And I said, God began to speak to me, and it seemed as if I can hear my name being called, glory to God. And at this time, I was fed. I had a lot of things going on. My house was up for foreclosure, glory to God. So I had to weigh the world against me. You know, my business was moving slow. I wasn't making enough money to take care of what I had to take care of, glory to God. So there was a lot going on, and I was trying to just drink it all the way, glory to God. And as I sat there and I meditated, and after a while, I heard the Spirit of the Lord welcome me. And I said, well, wait a minute now. I said, you know something? I said, God, I can do this. I said, I can do this. And I sat there probably about 40 minutes, maybe an hour. Glory to God, saying I can do this, not even realizing how much time has lapsed. And when my wife walked in and said, you can do what? I said, I can do this. I can be saved. I can live for the Lord. Glory to God. And at that moment in my store, glory to God, getting sobered up, my God, miraculously, glory to God, I got sobered up in that instant. And that instant I gave my life to the Lord. And I never looked back since. Glory to God. I didn't go back to the friends. I didn't see them for about 5-6 months. The last time I saw that very dear friend of me, I was drinking with, I had to go to the hospital and pray that he received God. And he passed away a week later. Glory to God. So that also, it did something to me, and it showed me that could have easily been me lying there, glory to God, in that bed by abusing the body, the temple that God gave me, amen? Amen, but I just think God, I just want to share that with you, glory to God. You know what I mean? And I don't normally share it unless the Spirit leads me, glory to God. Because a lot of times, and my situation was with alcohol and drugs and running women along that, but that's just a short version of it, glory to God. And it's sometimes we hang on to things that God's trying to rip away from us until God has to do something. My God, have to allow something to come in our path. My God, well, we have to recognize that it's Him that's pulling that tongue on you, that that's Him. Glory to God, that's trying to get you to see who He really is. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. If you have your Bibles with you, glory to God, like I said to you, get them and open them up. We're going to come out the book of Ephesians. Amen? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ephesians is one of my favorite books, glory to God. You know, unlike a lot of the letters that Paul wrote, Ephesians just didn't give them so much correction and basically tell them like it is in the sense of chastisement. When he wrote Ephesians, it was more so a matter of giving them instructions, letting them know what the church is all about, that they can understand the dimensions of God a lot better so that they can understand their purpose. Because even a lot of us out there now, glory to God, we're called to be missionaries and evangelists and apostles, glory to God, deacons, janitors in the church, glory to God, nursery workers, whatever the case may be, glory to God. But a lot of us still don't understand our purpose, glory to God. A lot of them don't understand what exactly God wants us to do in that area. Some of us get to the point in those areas, I don't even know where I'm going here, glory to God. But God, I'm going to have to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we get in a place where we work out of sight of our calling, glory to God. God is calling us to be a deacon, but we're working very hard to be a pastor, glory to God. And what that does, that destroys every structure. That's like taking the electricity and say, well, you take the day off, I'm going to let the plumber do your work today. And when the structure get up, glory to God, we're going to wonder why the lights don't work, and we're going to wonder why the plumbing can't flow correctly. God wants us to do like Paul was telling the church in the fear Ephesus about understanding their calling and understanding the purpose that God gave you through His grace and His mercy. Amen?
Amen.
And we're going to read, glory to God, from Ephesians 4, chapter 4. Amen? Chapter 1, we're going to do verse 1. We're going to do a little, not too much jumping around, just for the sake of time, glory to God. Because I believe God truly have a word for you. We're going to do verse 1 through 6 and then 11 through 16. And if I was to give a title or a topic for the night, God asks, where is the unity? Glory to God. And as I think about where is the unity, I think about the things that's going on in our world. I think about the things with the young man that was sadly, you know, killed down there in Florida. Likewise, we have a lot of Trayvons in our cities and our neighborhoods as well. And I'm not one big to get mixed up too much in politics, but I believe that everything that happens, we can get a message out of it. Amen? And glory to God. So God asks, where is the unity? And I prayed on this word about 62 days ago, believe it or not. And I was waiting for the opportunity to release this word. And glory to God, when the man of God asked me to be a messenger tonight, I said, well, God, I thank you. If this is the time that you want this word to release tonight, we'll do it. Amen? And there are three reasons why there isn't any unity anymore, glory to God. Are they lacking in unity? Or the unity is not as strong as it should be, amen, if you will. And the first reason, glory to God, that God spoke in my spirit was attitude. If you have your pen and pencil, definitely write down these down, and we're going to go back and fill in the blanks, amen. The first one is attitude. The second one is vainglory. My God. And the third is submission. My God. So we got one being attitude, two being vainglory, three being submission. And I'm sure when you ask about where the unity is, many other words that you can put there that would go, but these are the three that the Holy Ghost dropped in my spirit that He wanted me to share, glory to God, to the world, glory to God. He wanted everyone to know what's going on in our bodies. Sometimes we can work so hard and not realize that we're not actually doing anything. Glory to God. And when we first go to Ephesians 4, let's do a little reading here. Ephesians 4, 1, we're just going to read 1 through 3 first. He said, I, therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, beseech that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherein ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And if you look at that, it says, Paul was saying, being a prisoner of the Lord, and when I think about unity, there's no better place to be than a prisoner of the Lord, not so much of being bound in someone's jail or someone's correctional institution or being under house arrest. Being a prisoner that way, you submitting to everything that God have you to do. Submitting everything that God will have you to say. Walking where God wants you to walk. Go and talk what God wants you to talk. So many times we get to the point where we allow ourselves to be afraid. God, you want me to do that? God, you know, I'm afraid. Glory to God. But God wants God is raising up a bold soldier in the day, glory to God. He wants us to stand up for him. He wants us to gird up ourselves, glory to God. And he wants us to stand on holiness and righteousness, amen. And it goes on the verse, I beseech that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called. Now let's stop right there for a minute. He said, beseech that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called. So what is he saying right now? He wants us to walk. I touched on it a little earlier, glory to God, in the summary. You want us to walk worthy in the calling that God has us to walk in. And God has called you to be a clergy member, glory to God. Be the best clergy member you can be in the sight of God. If God asks you to go out there and park cars, glory to God, you'd be the best car parker, the best valet that you can possibly be, glory to God. And the problem that we're having there with our unity is we get impatient in our vocation, my God. We get impatient to the point where I'm tired of doing this. I don't want to clean the bathroom no more. I'm tired of fixing people's plate. I'm tired of cleaning up the sanctuary. Everybody else going home, and I'm still here. I like to the sanctuary. But it was, I beseech that you walk worthy of the vocation where you are called. God is talking about many of us being called, but few are being chosen. Glory to God. See, what we don't understand is when God puts us in a place, that place is ordained for us to stand there, glory to God, for a purpose. Amen? And the purpose sometimes is not fully revealed to us at the time. Glory to God. Or why are we walking in it? Glory to God. See, a lot of times we walk, and I remember my own personal, you know, testimony when I first got saved, glory to God. Things were just moving in leaps and bounds. I was going to a church, one of my family churches, and I was always a person that had a gift of gab. And so whenever the church would have actual speakers or some sort to go out to other churches, not if you ain't saved, they would ask me to go out to deliver a word. And yeah, I could read a scripture and get Webster Dictionary and break one or two things down, but I had no Holy Ghost. My God, so I go out there and I speak a word and I even get a little loud sometimes, my God, and act like I'm really doing something, my God. But I was just simply reading and quoting text, glory to God. And as time moved along, I left my family church and I went to another church where I met a great spiritual father, glory to God, that grew me. And as when I was there, he ordained me as a deacon, glory to God. And when he ordained me as a deacon, I did things for cleaning the churchyard and cutting the grass and making sure the church was clean, the windows, and things like that. So I was walking worthy among my vocation, picking people up, bringing them to church. Whatever he asked of me, I was instructed and I had to do it because I had to find myself worthy of vocation. If I can't submit myself and to the man that God has put on me, how can I submit myself to our Heavenly Father? Glory to God. So I had to humble myself and do that job, and it wasn't long, glory to God. And I want to say a year, maybe a year and a half, God elevated me to minister. Glory to God. So, again, I had to walk worthy of my vocation. What does that mean? Did that mean I stopped coming to church? Does that mean I stopped cutting the grass? Glory to God. Does that mean I stopped doing windows? Does that mean I stopped picking people up? No. No, that's not what it means, glory to God. I still continue to do those things. And other things got added to the list, glory to God. But I couldn't complain about it, glory to God. I had to do it willfully. I had to do it joyfully. I had to do it without being gutful. My God, thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to God, because I want God to smile on me, glory to God. And as you go further, go to verse 2, it says, with all lowliness, meekness, and long-suffering. Now, we think about these verses that we read here, verse 1 to 3, as we go and read 3. This is the area, glory to God, when we're dealing with attitude. Amen? And when we think about attitude, glory to God, we think about the way that we act towards people, our disposition, glory to God, because if you think about lowliness, is a part of an attitude, really. Think about meekness is part of an attitude. Really. But think about long-suffering is a part of an attitude. Glory to God. And there's many types of attitude. Glory to God. Well, many subtopics in attitude, I say, glory to God. But there's actually only two attitudes. There's one good and there's one bad. My God. And in that, God wants us to continue to have unity in the church with a good attitude. If you go to Philippians 2, 14 to 15, glory to God, you can write it down and I'll read it to you, glory to God. And then this is the scripture that God showed me when he was talking about attitude, which is the first reason why there ain't no unity in the churches anymore, glory to God. But we're not saying this. Keep in mind, we're not saying these things now, glory to God, to try to take anybody or hurt anybody's feelings or talk bad about the kingdom, glory to God. We say anything that we can use these as point of correction. Amen? And we read Philippians 2, 14 through 15, it says, do all things without murmuring and disputing. My God. Ooh, I'll shut up. Ooh. Now, how many of us can sit there in our seats, glory to God, even our cars that we're driving out as we listen to this broadcast, that say we can do all. It didn't say some things now. And they do all things without murmuring and disputing. My God. If you ask the minister, apostle, deacon, anybody, do your mind stay a little later tonight? We're going to clean the parking lot. Glory to God. Oh, God, I got to go to kids. I got to go to school tomorrow. I got to work tomorrow. I'm a back hurting me, glory to God. It seems like when people ask you to do things, just like when your mom and dad ask you to do something, it seems like you get every excuse in the world. And needless to say, the excuses never stop coming. Every time they ask, you come up with a new one. My God. And the scripture says, do all things without murmuring and complaining. In our attitude, the first thing we got to check is how we respond to instructions. My God. How do you respond when your man or woman of God come to ask you to partake in some type of the kingdom or some type of the church or some type of the ministry, glory to God? How do you handle that? Do you joyfully receive? I don't know if that's a good idea. 15 goes on to say that ye may be blameless. Lord, have mercy. I need to listen to this one closely now. That ye may be blameless and harmless. My God. So we do all things without murmuring and disputing so we can be blameless and harmless. So who are we being blameless and harmless to? So this is talking about that day when we all go up to glory, glory to God, when we stand before the throne, my God. And that holy evaluation is being done. Now, did we do any murmuring and did we do any complaining? The word is that we can be blameless and harmless. The sons of God without rebuke. My God, my God. In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as light of the world. Now, Paul did a beautiful job in obeying the Spirit when he wrote this, because he said, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. So he already letting us know through the power of God that there's going to be opposition. My God. With our attitude, there's going to be things that we're going to have a bad day. They're going to do things where we don't quite feel like doing what the man of God tells us to do. Is there going to be a day when God tells us to get up, stop by and pick up that person on the side of the road? Oh, God, I don't pick up hitchhikers. I don't do that. But God said, pick up that one.
Mm.
Glory to God. He understands that we live in a crooked, perverse nation. Had he not, he wouldn't have said it. Amen. He said, among them that we may shine as lights of the world. And what we don't understand, glory to God, folks, is sometimes, my God, and most of the times, the only God that people are going to see is the God in us. So if we're not being a great representative of God, but yet we want to minister to them, my God, and we want to stand before them and shout and with our nice three-piece suits on and our nice hats and gloves on with our matching purse and shoes on, and we're going to sit there and look the part, my God, but we don't want to shine as a light of the world simply by being obedient to what God tells us to do, simply by having a good attitude, my God, where the unity, my God, in that house can be whole, my God. There's so many times I remember myself coming up. I remember riding a bike to church when I lived in Georgia, and we came down to South Carolina in Georgia. And, you know, my mom, how we didn't go to church. You know what I mean? At the time, my mama believed that church was in her heart. So needless to say, the heart was whole, so that's where we were. And I thank God that you go to learn otherwise. But at the time, we didn't go to church. Every Sunday, we woke up and we look at a little Bobby Jones, and after that, we flip the channel, and we look at something else. We get the radio on, glory to God, having a good time. Amen? And what the Holy Ghost is trying to let us know, glory to God, that we must also continue to shine, my God, in the midst of that. But even in the midst of me coming down here in the grandma's house, it was a little different, glory to God. Grandma said, when I get up to go to church, everybody need to get up and go. Sometimes I had to get on my bike and pedal down there. I didn't get up in time to catch the ride, but I had to go. My grandma had to see me in there, amen? So as I ride my bike down there, sometimes as I walk, I would see people pass me right on by. Now, I'm dressed in my little suit. It didn't match anything like that. Might have my Uncle Big tie on. It might didn't look good, but they passed me right on by. But when I got to church, my God, the very cars that I saw that passed me and perhaps almost threw a hit water on me, well, the ones parked right in the front of the church, my God. Among whom these shine as light of the world. So imagine what that did to my spirit when I seen these people. And how much of the sermon do you think I got that day? How much of the word of God do you think I pay attention to that day? Instead of looking at, this is a little child, glory to God, trying to find out, my God, what God is all about. But yet this preacher is talking about the goodness of God and being an example of Christ, glory to God. But still, yet I see these people passing by. Minister, why are you saying that, glory to God? Because we got to shine that light in the world. We can't do it. I'm not telling you to stop by and pick everybody up that you see along the way. But we got to be obedient to what the Spirit is telling us to do. Because the Spirit is perfect, glory to God. I often tell people in housing, they're like, you know, we're not perfect. We're working, striving towards perfection. I say, I understand that. But I believe with all that God has given me, glory to God, when you are operating in the Holy Ghost, when you're being 100% obedient to God, you are therefore perfect in that moment, glory to God. I know some of your theologians that can debate it. We can get scriptures about that. That they say it's contrary, but this is what I want you to understand. While we're operating in the Holy Ghost, my God, we are therefore being perfect. Amen? Glory to God. And another thing, as we went then about the crooked and perverse nation, sometimes we get all confused, glory to God, about who is crooked and who is perverse. And it's very simple. Anything that don't align itself with the Word of God is a part of this world. Anything that aligns itself with the scriptures of these 66 books, glory to God, of the revelations of God, is of God. It's only two ways. It's only one side or the other, glory to God. There's no on the fence. There's not one on this side and one on that side. There's only one side, glory to God. Now let's go back to Ephesians, glory to God. Let's go back to Ephesians 4. Let's finish reading verse 3. Closing out the part on attitude, glory to God. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. My God, remember, we're talking about glory to God. Where is the unity? But verse 3 said, devil, to keep the unity of the Spirit, my God. Key word. Of the Spirit, my God. There's no way, minister, glory to God. There's no way, everybody out there, glory to God, that we can keep the unity without the Spirit.
All right, now.
It just can't happen. But I gave you my testimony, glory to God, earlier. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. About the state that I was in when I got saved, when my house on foreclosure, glory to God, actually was already in foreclosure, and we were in a smaller store over there, and we were failing, glory to God. You know, I would barely see enough money in a day, glory to God, to get gas even to go back home. Nevertheless, talking about paying the bills or getting inventory or anything of that sort, I was barely getting enough, my God. Because there was in a unity in the Spirit, my wife was saved. And my God, she was telling me about it every day, every night. I would even wake up in the morning and she already got anointed all over my face, glory to God. I said, my God, this is really crazy. She's trying to drown me in olive oil, my God. But all I didn't understand that all she desired for me to give my life to the Lord, my God.
Amen.
Come on now, I know the Holy Ghost talking to somebody.
Amen.
But I fought against it and I fought against it. Glory to God, and finally, I decided, my God, to allow God to move in my life, my God. I decided to allow the unity of the Spirit, my God, to take part, my God, in my relationship with my wife, my God, and all things decided, my God, began to get aligned, amen?
Yes.
Though I lost that house, God blessed me when I got another. Not only did I get another, I got one that has land, more land than I had with the first, my God. Not only did God allow me to make more money in that business, God raised me up out of that business and moved me into a larger, my God, office space and even allowed me, hallelujah, my God, because I decided to have unity in the Spirit, my God, not only with my wife, but most important, the Holy Ghost. God allowed us to open two locations that's very prosperous in the Holy Ghost right now. And God even reminded me, glory to God, when this thing started to happen, God allowed me to commit, my God, recommit my business to Him. I said, God, I am an employee. My God, I know they're helping somebody out there. Glory to God. I am simply an employee in your business, dear God. And when we come to work in the morning, we ask God, God, what do you desire for us to do in your business today? My God. We had to recommit to Him because, see, we were going about it the wrong way. My God, well, I said I was going about it the wrong way. As the head of my house, glory to God, my wife was doing the pulling. And my God, and as she was pulling, I was trying to yank down. I'm being in love with the world, my God. It wasn't any unity in the Spirit. It was a bond of peace. My God. My God.
Yes,
it was a bond of peace. When we got unity in the Spirit, my God, let's flip that a little bit. When we get unity in the Spirit, the thing that connects, the thing that bonds us together, my God, the thing that makes us stick together, my God, is the Holy Ghost. And that gives us the peace, my God. The Word is talking about, the Bible talks about peace that surpasses all understanding. We ain't even able to explain it, my God. All you know that it feels good, my God. I got a bill due tomorrow, glory to God. Yeah, I got a bill. I don't even have to worry right now. But, God, I ain't going to worry about it.
Yes.
Because to you, God, you get all the glory. You made a way for me back then, so, God, I know you're going to make a way for me now, God.
Yes, yes.
I dare not to fret right now. See, that's the switch of attitude, glory to God, that allow, my God, to allow your disconnection to get reconnected, amen? Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Woo, thank you, Jesus.
Thank
and we're going to move on, glory to God. The second thing, that was attitude. And remember, attitude came from Philippians 2, 14 to 15. The second thing is vainglory. My God, vainglory is in Ephesians, if you read Ephesians 4, glory to God, 4 to 6. He said, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called, in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, whom is above all, and through all, and in you all. My God, my God. Now, Paul made it very clear. I heard one. He said one again, and then he did all. Those are the key words in those three scriptures. So if you think about vainglory, glory to God, that's thinking about more holy than ourselves than we ought to.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there ain't no unity right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you don't wear a three-piece suit every day and got gaiters on like me, don't make you no better than me. How many of y'all know that in the house of God, you got, in the street, we call them cliques. We call them little gangs, little corners, little block, this little set, that set. In the church, they got different sets and cliques, too.
Come on now.
I know this helping somebody because it's helping me. Glory to God. The brother over there that drive the Cadillacs, and you got the brother over there that drive the foreign cars, glory to God, and you got that corner of people over there that is trying to make it. My God, is working them 9 to 5. Lowering each other food stamps and things along that sort. Glory to God, just trying to make it. All these people are under one roof. My God, but there's division in that roof because your clothes don't look quite like mine. Your job ain't as good as mine. Your hairdo ain't as good as mine. Those are fake Stacey Adams you got on there. I got real Stacey Adams on with thread in them, not glue. Glory to God.
My Lord.
So these people tend to associate themselves only with each other, glory to God, versus congregating themselves with the whole body to lift each other up. Because if we read the scriptures, they say there is only one body, and there's only one spirit. Even as ye are called in the hope of your calling, my God, I like the way that says, in the hope of your calling. So that means you may have the calling, but when you put the word hope, that lets me know there's a possibility. That lets me know that there's a might. That lets me know that if you accept, watch out now, if you accept, my God. See, a lot of us don't accept, my God, I call it. So instead of stepping outside of our clique and say, well, let me go over here and talk to Junior and them over there that driving that Pinto, that old Ford Bronco over there, they don't even make it anymore. Let me tell them, man, I don't drive that old truck. Let me bless them with this. Glory to God. Let me separate myself from these people. They're all right over here. They're still my friends. They're still my brothers and sisters. But let me walk over here. Let me reach out over here. I don't have to think so highly of myself where I can only associate with one particular sort of people. Let me, we all are children of God. We all are one body. So let me walk over here. I know I've been called as a Christian first, Lord Embers. My God. See, it ain't all about the titles, my God. I know we in Ephesians 4 and they're giving the instructions about the titles, they're giving the info. But, Lord God, but we were called as children of God first. My God. Everything after being called as children of God are only leadership positions. And that's just what all of that, the church can work smoothly, glory to God. And we're going to get into some of that as well, glory to God. But we were first called as children of God, amen.
Yes.
So as children of God, we must operate accordingly. My God, we must know that we ain't in there just to find a gang and find a little crew that I can get it high among, my God, because I'm insecure about some things in my life. Glory to God. Let me go fellowship with brother old Bob over there and sister Sue over there. Glory to God. Let me share some stories and some testimonies with them, how I got over and how I made it up here. And I made the same mistakes that I'm looking at them making. Let me be a help to them. Let me be a blessing to them, glory to God. That's why it ain't no unity, because we don't want to move out of our comfort zone. We don't want to move out of our little clique. We don't want to move out of our little group to step over into the next group, my God. Because we're afraid that the friends over there are going to look at us and laugh. And we're worried about our children in school, but we're doing the same thing in the house of God. My God.
Okay, God.
We're worried about the bullies in school bullying our children, and we're worried about our children trying to be like Sister Sue or Jean, glory to God, that look so good, or that got the nice car, glory to God. I keep the name brand shoes on all the time, but we're doing the same thing in the house of God. My God. Hallelujah, God. And they're watching us. They're watching us. They're watching us to see if we're worthy of our vocation. They're watching to see that we're worthy of our vocation, worthy that we were called. We're not being obedient, so now they're falling into the same traps in the schoolhouse, my God. People in order to get unity in the church house, we also must have unity in our house.
Amen?
Oh, hallelujah, God. We must first teach that in our house, my God. My God, I was talking with me the other day, and my mom studied. She was a Jehovah's Witness for a while, glory to God. I had a stepdad that was a mother, you know what I mean? And it was something that I noticed about two of those cultures, glory to God, two of those religions, I'll say, glory to God, that was significant. In the Jehovah's Witness, they had small cells where they taught and they had Bible studies. And then when they come to their Thursday night meeting, as they called it, they will study that same material that they did in their cells, glory to God, and they bring it to the meeting. In other words, they were being taught here at home, if you will, and then when they went out among them, they had already had knowledge of.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying this to promote them, but I'm saying this to promote a good ethnic and a good, my God, way of doing it in our house. The thing we need to teach in our house, my God, so when we walk out, my God, among our Christian brothers and sisters, we walk out into the world. We walk out into the crooked and perverse nation. We can shine as lights of the world. We can shine and not worry about being just a part of a certain group and being a part of, have a certain, my God, disposition with the people. We can fellowship, my God, hallelujah, God, with all people, my God, sharing our testimony, building people up, glory to God. And then you get in that right place, amen? Hallelujah. Verse 5 says, because there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. My God, we're still talking about being glory. So it ain't all about me now.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, it ain't nothing about me. It's about God. My God, it's all about the Holy Ghost. My God. It's all about Jesus the Christ, my God, and what he would have us to do for him. So it ain't about us. I often, before I deliver a message of the word, I was taught to ask God to hide me behind this cross. And I understand why I was taught that, because I don't want the people to see me. My God, I want the people to hear us. The Holy Ghost. Jesus said a prophet not around in his old town. I understand what he was saying. But sometimes the people can recognize you and not truly get in what they need their mind, God, to get in. Woo, Jesus. That's why I like, glory to God, that God has blessed, my God, glory to God, MG and Minister Brown, glory to God, with this medal, a God apartment program. Glory to God, nobody don't know how I look. You can't even concentrate on how I look right now. Only thing you can hear is what the Holy Ghost is saying. Only thing that matters now is the Word of God. And if we desire, my God, to perfect ourselves in Christ, my God, and we desire to move and continue to bring the unity back in the house, we must be obedient to that, the Word of God. Don't worry about passing in a new suit every week, and you paying your last and tithes and offerings. Don't worry about that. Get the Word of God. Oh, hallelujah. I had someone come in, and there's a sidebar. I had somebody come in today and say, I'm not going to pay my money. I ain't going to pay my money because they ain't doing right now. I said, whoa. No. You pay. My God, you be obedient to the Word of God. Now, whatever they do with that is between them and God. My God, see, that's what happened to us a lot of times. See, we get so much on ourselves, we try to take it to our hands instead of taking it to God. We forget that God is the one that created us. We forget that we were just a mound of dirt until he breathed life into us. My God.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah, God. Well, let's move on a little further, glory to God. But before we pass that, glory to God, Let's read Galatians 5:26, because I'm taking note of the time, amen? And Galatians 5:26 says, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. My God. That just sums up what the Holy Ghost was just saying. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another. How do we provoke one another? Yeah. Look at my summer new car. Every time, you know, you got those people that come to church. Every time they come to church, they got something up to show you. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at my new iPad. Oh, look at my new camera. Oh, look at my new car. Oh, look at my new tires. They know you need a new car. They know you need some tires on your car. They know you desire to have a camera. They know you desire to have an iPad. But they will come and provoke you. My God. Come on now. I know this ain't that just a traditional angle and the angle that you were looking to come, but the Holy Ghost is trying to say something. And we want unity in the house. We got to first be obedient to God.
Mm-hmm.
We can't go out pushing one another. Go, God, now you got somebody going out there that's about to mess up their lives trying to get the very thing that they need. Yes, and they still have the decision to do it, but the words that don't provoke one another.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch this. There's another envying one another. Lord, have mercy. Before we move on to submission, I spoke with a man today, glory to God, and he was going to get on the call and listen, but the Holy Ghost revealed to me that he wasn't going to be able to do so. The Holy Ghost gave him a word.
Hmm.
And the Holy Ghost wanted him to let him know, glory to God, because he was, you know, he doing real good and things getting up, and he was telling me this person trying to open a shop like his, this person trying to open a stand like his, and they all closed down. But God showed me what he would get and take a little more out of himself than he ought to. So the Holy Ghost had to remind him that it can happen to any of us. My God, we got a saying that we know our aunts and uncles, mom and dad, grandmas and grandfathers have told us that the same people you pass on the way up and the same way you pass on the way down. I understand what they were saying when they said that. They don't want us to get things more out of ourselves than we ought to. They wanted to stay and stay humble, my God. Because sometimes we can get so crazy, my God. And I'm going to call it crazy because we get so big in our mind, we think that we're untouchable. When I was in the streets, I never lost a fight. So I got big in my head. So I had to go to a spot one time where I had to run up out of there. You understand what I'm saying? I had to get sure that I wasn't as big and mighty and strong that I thought I was. So we don't want that to happen to us in the spiritual realm. Amen?
Amen.
The first thing we talked about was attitude. The second thing we talked about was vainglory. What we talking about there is the reasons why there ain't no unity. And the third and final thing, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, is submission. My God. Now, ladies, y'all hold on for a minute. I know y'all, some of y'all, I hope y'all didn't hang up the phone already. Glory to God. Here we go again. Another man talking about submission.
Mm.
But if you just can bear with the Holy Ghost for just a few minutes, I believe God wants to show you another angle in that thing. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. And if you're reading, glory to God, hallelujah, when it's talking about submission, it's coming from submission from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16. Amen? And it said, I gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, so we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God into a perfect man, into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning and craftiness, whereby that we lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may I grow up to him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Last and finally, the 16th verse, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted, Lord have mercy, no room for the devil, by which every joint supplieth, according to effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body into the edifying of itself in love. What you talking about, Minister? What you talking about being glory? What you talking about attitude? What you talking about submission? See, a lot of times when we talk about submission, the first thing is about wives submit to your own husbands and things. Oh, yeah, okay, all that's true. But remember, we're talking about where's the unity right now? Why is there separation? Why is there division in the house right now? We simply can't submit ourselves to each other.
All right now.
If somebody on the call right now that's having a hard time submitting themselves to the very words that I'm speaking to them right now in the name of Jesus.
My Lord.
Amen? So we must not only submit ourselves to authority, we must submit ourselves to someone's conversation. We must submit ourselves to someone's need, my God. We must submit ourselves, glory to God, to someone's solicitation or prayers. My God, we must submit ourselves when somebody comes to us and asks for advice, my God. The worst thing that you can see, my God, and me and my wife talk about this all the time. You go to people, you say, man, God, man, I was praying, man, I was praying, God, that God give me a new car, that old car that I tell you, that car just give me a lot of trouble, and I really need God to move, glory to God, where I can give me some adequate transportation. What are we supposed to do? Man or woman of God, I trust and agree that God move on that. And if you're in a position to help them, by all means, help them. But this is what we do, church. This is what we do, saints. This is what we do. Oh, yeah, well, I'm trusting in God for one myself. My God, wait a minute now. This person that came to you, my God, wholeheartedly, my God, think enough of you to come, my God, and console you enough for a word of prayer, a word of, my God, encouragement. Thank you, Holy Ghost. But the first thing you say is you run over their request, but I wanted one for myself. You can't even submit yourself to their solicitation of prayer.
Okay.
You can't submit yourself. See, you, instead of you touching and agreeing with them, my God, you talking about what you need. So guess what? That person wound up walking away without you never touching and agreeing with them. So your whole conversation was in vain. Air, breath was lost, my God. So we talking about women, I told you, when we talking about that verse, we taking a little angle on this thing. We need to submit ourselves to not only our friends, my God, not only our spouses, we need to submit ourselves in the sense of, my God, hearing their desires and their needs that we can touch heaven, my God. And if they're not where they're supposed to be, my God, that submission that we need to do in hearing them is to pray that God give them salvation, my God. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. In reading this, glory to God, God took me to 1 Peter, glory to God. We're going to wrap it up. Glory to God, but glory to God. We're going to read 1 Peter 5:5-6. And this is talking about submission. It said, likewise, ye younger. My God. What are you talking about when you say ye younger? Talking about your children? Talking about the little babies? I believe he's talking about something a little different. Younger simply can mean that you've been walking a little longer than I've been walking. Younger simply can mean that you're more experienced in this area than I am. Glory to God. Younger means I'm new to this. I'm simply, we going to the same college, but I'm a freshman and you're a senior. Amen? So it isn't talking about younger in age-wise. It's talking about younger, whatever the situation is, or whatever the content, my God, of the need, amen, as far as advice and prayer, amen, and whatever the need as far as submission, amen, and all your levels of authority, amen. And then likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elders. Who are the elders? Now, I know what the word describes as the elder, glory to God. I know what the word describes when you go back into the Hebrew text and talk about elder. They talk about, they even call that long bearded, glory to God. You know, those are the ones that sat at the gate, glory to God. Those are the decision makers. They were the government, the council, if you will. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
But what Paul was talking about here, submit yourselves to the elder. Submit yourself to someone not only in a place of authority, or someone that has more knowledge on a particular situation or issue than you do. Amen? When you break down on the side of the road, thank you, Holy Ghost, and your car don't seem able to crank, and a mechanic come by, you could be 40, 50, 60 years old. But if this 16-year-old kid come there with some mechanical sense, a set of tools or a set of jumper cables, you're going to submit yourself into listening what that 16-year-old mechanic got to say. My God. Because at that time, he has something, my God, that you don't have at that. So therefore, he's an elder. Hallelujah, God. He's an elder in that instance, in that situation, for his knowledge on what you need that you don't currently have. Amen? So we must submit ourselves at that point to listen to what he got to say. And when he say pop the hood, we need to pop the hood. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And as it goes on to say, say, submit yourselves unto the elders. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. That clears it up right there. He said, y'all be subject yourself one to another. It didn't put any names, anything. It didn't put any titles, anything right there, did he? He said, subject yourself one to another and be clothed with humility. My God, my God. The reason there ain't no unity in the churches anymore, because nobody want to humble themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's attitude is all jacked up. Everybody thinking more highly of themselves than they ought to, people. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody all on themselves these days, glory to God, instead of being obedient to what the Holy Ghost is telling them to do. Mm-hmm. My God. If we close and humble ourselves, my God. God, no one can work with. I know. No. Even if you know. Even if you don't heard the story of Job, even if you don't heard the story of Abraham, even if you don't heard that particular psalm that's being read, humble yourself enough to listen. Allow the Holy Ghost to, my God, feed you. My God, perhaps you may get one other thing that you never got that's going to change your life forever.
That's it.
My God, it'll take but one small needle, my God, to go in your arm, my God, for a nurse, a doctor to help you. It may not look big, but that one little small thing plays a significant role, my God, in your healing process, amen? Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Yea, being subject one to another and being clothed with humility. For God resists the proud. My God, my God. God resists the proud. My God. So, us prideful people, people walking in vain, Lord, my God. God resists you. In other words, he pushes you away, glory to God, and giveth grace, watch out now, to the humble. He said he gives grace to the humble. Therefore, verse 6 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you, most importantly, saints, in due time. Amen? Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Now we understand what happened to the unity. We understand that our attitudes may be bad at some point, but we were correcting those things. We're no longer murmuring and no longer disputing, glory to God. We now understand that we need not to think no more harder than ourselves than we ought to, my God. We're no longer going to provoke or envy one another, glory to God. Just because you driving that Mercedes or that BMW, and I'm simply driving the Yugo, my God. Third and finally, glory to God, is submission. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Submit ourselves to God. Submit ourselves to the authority that God has placed over us.
That's right.
Submit ourselves to our house. And most importantly, glory to God, the scriptures say that we must submit ourselves to one another. Glory to God. Submit ourselves to each other's needs and conversation, to each other's prayer concerns. My God, do what we can. Humble ourselves enough to take time out of our schedule not being so busy and always have to go, 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 to hear with your brother. Submit yourself to the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And that's a charge for everyone under the sound of my voice. I charge you to submit yourself this day.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. This is a charge to submit yourself to someone's conversation, someone that you never gave the time of day to listen to. The Holy Ghost wants you to listen to them tomorrow. My God. The Holy Ghost wants to take your time out. You may can't get all you want to get on that lunch break. Take your time and sit there and listen to brother or sister, so-and-so. Humble yourself under the hand of God and be obedient to what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't get an amen, my God, and you giving them advice. Even if you get a thank you for listening, God himself said that he may exalt you in due time.
Mm-hmm.
And only reason he said may and not will, hallelujah, because it's totally up to you.
Yes,
it's
Lord.
Totally up to your obedience, amen? It's totally up to whether you're going to be obedient tomorrow and go there and submit yourself to your brother and sister conversation they need. You may have been working with them 30 years, 10 years, but tomorrow you're going to find out something that you never knew. And the God's going to allow you to pray so that they can't see you as a light of the world, amen?
Yes.
Let's go before the throne. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, Lord Jesus, God.
Thank you, God.
God, we thank you for your word, God, being so careful with it right now, dear God.
Yes.
Thank you for allowing your servant to come before you on the pulpit through this line right now, dear God.
Right now,
speaking
God.
Holiness and righteousness to your people right now, dear God. God, we ask that you touch the spirit of the listeners right now, God. Anyone that's seeking you right now, dear God, that desire to know more about you right now, God, we ask that you touch them right now, God. Receive their cry right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Mm-hmm.
One that may have backslidden right now. One that may have fallen into a compromising way, God. We ask that you welcome them back right now, dear God.
Yes.
Those that desire to know more about you right now, God. We ask that you go into their mind and give them clarity, God, on your word, dear God. Give them direction and a good Bible teaching church, God. Most of all, a church where you reside, dear God, that you continue to feed them, God, that you continue to be planted, my God, in them. God, that you may continue to give them the increase, God. And we thank you for it right now, God. God, most of all, we thank you for Jesus right now, God. And we receive all your blessings, God. We welcome all your blessings right now, God, in Jesus' name, God. Amen, God. Hallelujah. Oh, give God
hallelujah.
A hand, praise wherever you are. Hallelujah. God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you,
yes.
God. Hallelujah,
yes.
God.
Thank Amen.
You, God.
We thank God on here tonight. Amen. Didn't our hearts burn as he spake? Amen. Amen. I pray that everybody was blessed on tonight, that you grab hold of that word for yourself. Amen. And when you heard what the Holy Ghost said tonight, he talked about attitude. He talked about vainglory. He talked about submission. Amen. Check your attitude. We got to check our attitude, church. We got to check our attitude in this hour. Amen. We can't come to God like that. We can't come to God like that because, you know, the Bible said 30, 60, 100 fold. So we have to make sure we check our attitude. The Holy Ghost also talked about vainglory. Amen. It's all about God, amen. It ain't about flesh. It ain't about
amen.
Flesh, but it's about submission. Submission. So I thank God for the man of God, amen, and that wonderful, wonderful message that the Holy Ghost spoke to him on tonight. Amen. We bless God on tonight, amen. Elder, I bless you, amen. And I just, I feel about, thank you, Holy Ghost. I just want to begin to pray, amen, and I know your apostles praying as well, amen, but we just pray that everything that the Holy Ghost used you to give out tonight, Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, that you touch him right now, God,
yes,
give him
God.
Fresh oil, Lord God, in his holy vessel, Lord God, even as he returned unto his wife, God, even as she ministers to him, and even as she prays over him tonight, Lord God, Lord God, fill that house afresh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your word went forth tonight with power and authority, Lord God, that your people, Lord God, should take inventory on themselves tonight, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And, Lord God, we thank you that no weapon that form against them, Lord God, shall prosper, Lord God. But every tongue that rise up in the judgment, thou shalt condemn, Lord God. So we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you that their household is blessed and walking in financial overflow and spiritual overflow, and that they have this treasure in earthen vessels. So we thank you, God. We ask that you bless Indian Creek, Lord God. Bless your apostle, Lord God. Bless your apostle, Lord God, that you gave the charge to in this hour, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're sending the right people in the right timing and the right season to do the work and be about the work and be about the mission and birthed out the vision. So we thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And it is so in Jesus' name, amen. We're going to have our elder come back in about, we're going to take a song break, a quick song break, commercial break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to have final words for our elder doing a benediction, and we're going to be dismissed from the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Box number 8033837758.
This is the reason that has little restrained. I'm liable to draw faint, but in the Lord my strength is regained. And at the cross, all sins are lost, and I claim as I shout and praise my God. I repent, I turn away, no longer to sin. Have it told of me through your precious amazing grace. And yes, it's a choice that I make each day, to hear your still small voice. Listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. I do not battle this fight alone. I'm with the Lord, I am His own. I do not battle this fight alone. I draw up strength when I bow down.
Amen, amen. Welcome back to the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Amen. We just heard from Stacy Weaver. Amen. He's an awesome psalmist. Amen. Coming out of City Side Records. Amen. Where Minister Stevie T is the CEO. Also, Brother God over everything. He's the vice president of the company. Amen. He's an awesome single right there. I repent. Definitely add that to your collection. Amen. It's nice. It's refreshing. Amen, in the midst of everything that's going on in the music world today. Now, without further ado, we're going to, amen, bring the man of God back. He's going to give out all his information. Also, first of all, we're going to have Stacy. Stacy, you still there, brother?
Yeah.
We want you to give out all your information where people can find your single, iTunes, your Facebook, all of that information. Go ahead and give that information out. And if people want to book you, if they want to book you for their churches, we got a lot of leaders on the phone conference tonight, amen, and also on the internet listening in. Go ahead and give out your information if they want to book you, your management, and all of that.
All right, you can look me up on iTunes and Amazon.com. Look up Stacy Weaver, I Repent, or Stacy Weaver, Magnify Your Name. Those are the two singles I have out right now. I have some mixtapes and stuff like that out on YouTube and stuff like that. But mainly, if you want to find me, about the easiest way is, like I said, like on iTunes and on Amazon.com, look up Stacy Weaver, I Repent, or Magnify Your Name.
Amen, 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 amen. So we thank God for you, amen, and we thank God for your for what you're doing in this season, amen. Awesome song, amen. Definitely take it and run with that one right there. I know that came from the Lord, amen. But right now, Elder, amen, come on forth, Elder, amen. We definitely submit ourselves to you, amen, and let the Lord just give out your information, amen. We have a lot of leaders listening in, if they desire you to come and preach a word, your apostle, your overseer, and all of that stuff.
Amen, amen. Praise His name. Glory to God. Thank God for the opportunity again. Glory to God. But as far as my information, it's Elder Curtis Magwood and C.E. Magwood Sr. I'm a minister on staff at Indian Creek Holiness Pentecostal Church. Glory to God. We have a big music ministry there. Glory to God. God truly operates in the prophetic there as well. Glory to God. And my phone number, glory to God, is 843-542-5276. Again, that's 843-542-5276. Also, my apostle's number is 843-908-8976. That's 843-908-8976. Glory to God, and we'll be pleased to do whatever God will have us to do. Amen. Glory to God, and definitely for a sidebar that I wanted to add, and I had a gentleman walk in my store today, and he passed me a letter, and I read the letter, and at first I was a little disturbed, and I was like, glory to God, God, you know what you're doing. And the young man just gave the letter, and he left. You know, I was busy with another customer, and while we have, you know, everyone on the line, definitely to listen to your prayers for this young man. And I'm not going to read the letter out particularly, but, you know what I mean, I'll just give you an overview of what it is. And basically what he said is, he in fear of his life right now, glory to God. You know what I mean? He can't talk about it. He let me know if he come up missing or killed. You know, it's a serious letter. You know, man, he's at least someone to know. You know, and of course I'm taking, you know, the proper measures and taking care of this, you know. But I truly ask you, you know, everyone under the sound of my voice, to do the most powerful thing that we know, glory to God, that can truly get answers. And that's to pray for this young man, glory to God, that whatever it is, and I know the young man, he's a strong man, and that type of thing, I would never see it. For him to write it, I know it must be something serious. So I pray and solicit your prayers, glory to God, and ask that you submit yourself, if you will, to this young man's will, needs at this hour. Amen?
Amen. 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 We thank God for listen, everybody know a word of prayer. 3 a.m. prayer warriors, amen. 5 a.m. prayer warriors, y'all know what to do with that. Amen. You already know it. It goes without saying. Amen. We definitely put them on the altar, amen. I know I will be taking them to the altar, definitely, because I know all too well about that sort of thing. I went through that for a series of years, a part of my testimony. So I know what kind of music that is, amen. So I thank God.
Amen.
I know God is a keeper, and I know he's able, amen. So we definitely
going
to send out a word of prayer. Again, Elder, we definitely thank you, amen. We also thank Apostle Kenneth Broughton, amen. We hope to be speaking with him in the future as well, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank God for your ministry as well and your lovely wife, amen. Amen. Minister Magwood, amen. We thank God for her in this hour. So, you know, we're about to dismiss ourselves, amen. We don't want to get cut off, amen, but we're going to allow you, amen, to do the benediction, amen, and as we govern ourselves accordingly in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, Lord Jesus, God. We thank you for all that has been said and done yet in this hour, dear God. We thank you for your presence here, God, having the angels yet encamped up around us, God. We ask that you send those very angels with us right now, God. Send them to find us peace, glory, God, along the highway, dear God. On our workplace, God, and in our home, dear God. Even in our church right now, God, that our attitudes may be corrected, God, that we no longer have any glory, God, that we can submit ourselves to one another, God, that unity can't take a place again in the house of God. And we thank you for it right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe and receive, say amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We're here every Monday at 9 o'clock. Mantle of God, amen. You never know who may stop by here to do the empowering. Next week will be Minister Stevie T. On Thursday, if you wish to join us, 9 o'clock will be Dr. P. Ventura, amen. He's a theologian, author of the commentary of the Book of Haggai, also Mysteries of the Deep, of the Gap Theory of Genesis 1-1. So definitely want to tune in. Amen. Bring your pencils for, as the man of God, the doctor, be going deep sea diving in Scripture. If all you theologians listening in, join us back here at 9 o'clock. Those who are in empowerment, 9 o'clock Monday. Amen. God bless you. God night. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Amazing grace, and yes, it's a choice
that I make each day. To hear your still small voice, listen and trust, follow and obey. And I repent of my sin and turn away. Flesh is a weak thing that has little restraint. I'm liable to draw faint, but in the Lord my strength is regained. And at the cross, all sins are lost, and I claim the victory as I shout and praise my God. I repent, I turn away. No longer does sin have its hold on me through your precious, amazing grace. And yes, it's a choice that I make each day. To hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. I do not battle this fight alone. I'm with the Lord, I am His own. I do not battle this fight alone. I draw up strength when I bow down at His throne. I turn away. No longer does sin have its hold on me through your precious, amazing grace. And yes, it's a choice that I make each day. To hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. I repent of my sin and turn away.